I am a physics teacher in a team of biologists and geologists, and I represent my colleague Sabine Lavorel, who can't apply because she arrives in the team in September. I will present you a project. She is project manager, which is called in French Graines d'Explorateur, Seed of Explorateurs, Pequeños Exploradores. The birth of the project, it came of an expedition of scientists in Vanuatu Islands in the Pacific. In the island is called Santo, Spiritu Santo. A lot of scientists, more than 130 scientists from 25 nations participate. And in our institute, we develop a website to publish pedagogical resources. Scientists were in contact with classes and can answer the question of teachers and pupils. In this year, 2008-2009, development of the project, building a continuous partnership between researchers and teachers. We want to make collective production, possibility for teachers to use new tools, forum, pedagogical sets. The objectives of the project's Grand Explorateurs build on the experience gained during the Santo scientific expedition, demonstrate the importance of the process of investigation to teach sciences, raise the pupils' awareness of how important is it to know their direct environment and to participate in civic education via the study of biodiversity issues, develop the pupils' scientific culture and their taste for science, give value and meaning to scientific processes thanks to a better knowledge of the world of research among the pupils. The tools offered by Institute National of Research in Education, creation of an internet forum allowing teachers to get quick answers to their scientific and educational questions, constitution of pedagogical sets with all the necessary equipment for local scientific expedition, digital camera, GPS, and so on. Online publication of scientific, educational, and didactical resources. Teacher training on the use of new tools in their teaching practices. I will give you two examples of local scientific expedition, one in primary school, one in high school. The first is study of biodiversity in a brook, the Ruiz, the level of the pupil, the first year of lower secondary school. The class is 24 pupils, and the duration of the year, 36 yearly hours, 1 hour a week. And the second one will be an underground biospeleological expedition in the mountains, level second year of higher secondary school. Duration, 36 yearly hours, 2 hours a week. The first one, study of biodiversity in a brook. You see the brook gathering biodiversity information in our direct environment, checking out the expedition array. Back to class, preparation of the real expedition. You see the pupil, fabrication of collect tools, creation of expedition notebooks, task division, documentation, search for scientific partners. The expedition, you see the different groups, study of the brook's physical characteristics, study of the flora and fauna by the brook, study of the mud's fauna. Data exploitation, determination of the species, in link with the University of Lyon. The second project, underground biospeleological expeditions. Problem and hypothesis. How can we explain that many underground species lack pigmentation? You see an example. hypothesis, a loss of pigmentation is a usual evolution process which happens recurrently in many independent species. You will see some picture of the expedition. Here is where it has been with the students. These are photo of the collected species. Another one. Data exploitation, morphological observation is an example of the nephargus, the antenna, the legs, appendices. Construction of a table on morphological characteristics. In order to test the hypothesis, the collected samples were coupled with a surface sample to allow comparison between underground and surface species from the same biological groups. As some groups don't have equivalent in temperate zone, some species from Santo were integrated in the samples as well. And a reconstitution of a species tree, representation of the species pigmentation. A conclusion, elaboration of an evolutionary scenario. The most recent common parent for the collected species was pigmented, and the pigmentation loss happened independently for a nephargus, a columbola, and a cambonda. If you have some precise question, here is the contact of my colleague. I will show you just the website she's in charge of. The website is in French, but for contact we can answer in Spanish and in French is good. So this is the website. There is a small box with all material which is lent to the class. I can show you also the website Santo of the recent expedition in Vanuatu. This is the expedition, and some scientists which participated to the expedition came into classes to motivate and to induce some ideas. For example, a classroom in Lyon, primary classroom, built balloons like this one. Enfin, small balloons in... No, Santo, I will show you where is it, because the children make maps. This is a class which room in France. You see a deep rose of alumnus. This is Vanuatu. Yeah. And some classes of children in Vanuatu make draw the animals and so on and tree. And the children in France which were looking at the drawing, they do the same in their environment. Thank you very much.